Luke 17:16, giving him thanks. I want to talk to you about giving thanks to God, regardless of your current situation. In the book of Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19, we see Jesus cleansing 10 lepers. Let's pick up this story in verse 11 and look at its entirety. The Bible says, "Now it happened as he, that's Jesus, went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Yeshua, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' So when he saw them, he said to them, 'Go show yourselves to the priests.' And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed." Verse 15, "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God, except this foreigner?'" Verse 19, "And he said to him, 'Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well.'" Interesting story, rejoiceful and catastrophic. Why? Because only 1 out of 10 returned to glorify God and give Jesus thanks. It almost seems unbelievable that these other 9 lepers, after receiving such a great miracle from the Lord, didn't come back to personally thank Jesus. Can people really be so ungrateful? The Holy Spirit is revealing to you and I today, right now, that we need to be people of thanksgiving. Why? Well, number one, because God is good, and He's given us everything. Therefore, we have much to be thankful for. Number two, we're living in interesting times. Whether you know it or not, people are watching you. If you were constantly giving praise to the Lord and thanking Him regardless of your situation, people are going to want what you have. What you have is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. One thing that Jesus promised us in John chapter 14, verse 27, was, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Jesus has given us peace, and we need not be troubled or afraid. Therefore, we can rejoice, we can sing praises, and we can give thanks to the Lord. I've pulled out some scriptures for us to look at, meditate on, and offer thanksgiving to the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." 1 Chronicles 16:34, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever." One of the things that the Holy Spirit has revealed to me that I relay to you is that when I pray or petition for something, I can petition from a position of thanksgiving. For example, instead of me telling the Lord that I need my bills paid, I say, "Lord, thank you that you have provided. Thank you that you are Yah Yireh, and that you have provided to pay my bills." It's making a big difference because I'm now praying from a position of faith, telling the Lord thank you for doing something before it has already happened. Moving on to Psalm 100 verse 4, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name." 2 Corinthians 9:15, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." Hebrews 13:15, "Therefore by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." Can we just offer sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving to the Lord right now? Under your own breath, begin to thank the Lord for whatever it is you want to thank him for. Lift up your voice and bless the Lord. "Lord, we thank you so much that you're on the throne. We thank you that there's no struggle in heaven. We thank you that you have every detail worked out. We thank you that there is no shortage in the heavenly realm. We thank you that all things are working together for good. We praise you and exalt you." If you have your spiritual language, praise him in the spirit.
Natralia Anna, Jacalia Jana Poteralia, Jana Lalia Jan Poter, Jalalia Jalia, Jalaria Jalaria, Jalaria Jalaria, Janania Jalaria, Jalaria Janana, Jalaria Ja, Jalaria Poteraja, Getralia Janana.
Continue to lift your voice. Don't hold back because he's so worthy of our praise. Yes, Lord, may you be glorified. We thank you and praise you. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.